And Marcia, what's your title there at MoDOT?
I am a customer relations specialist with MoDOT.
Great. I bet you stay busy, huh?
It's been a little busy. Yeah, it has. We're really going into our busy season for construction now.
Absolutely. And a lot of people are traveling. We've got construction going on. And one of the most fabulous things that I have on my phone is the MoDOT Mobile Traveler app. Tell me a little bit about that, and you guys have some updates. Tell us what those are.
Well, we do have the Traveler Information Map app. We also have it on our website if for folks that are trying to plan their trips and maybe want to schedule something, trying to avoid some areas. But also when you're mobile, it's great to have. Of course, we don't want anybody who's operating any motor vehicles to use it, so hand it to the passenger or use it when you're pulled over to the side of the road. But it provides information about all the different projects we have going on, whether they're construction projects or emergency closures, some work our maintenance folks are doing. We even include information about traffic incidents that are going on that we're aware of. It tells you where they are and how long we anticipate them to last.
And it also has where you guys have your alert signs out, correct?
What do you mean the alert signs?
The ones that say buckle up for safety and
well, there are
road
different
work
layers.
Ahead.
Yeah, there are different layers that you can turn on, and you can turn on cameras. You can turn on the signs that folks have probably seen on the interstates that give information about the fatalities. And we use those signs a lot if there's, you know, an incident ahead that folks need to avoid. We try and provide that information to them. But you can even pull them up on the Traveler Information Map or on the app and see what the messages are ahead of time.
Fantastic. Now, you guys have some new updates to your Traveler Map. Tell me about those. Did you guys have some new updates on there? Some information that wasn't available last year?
I'm not familiar with them, actually. So.
Well, all right. That is free of charge. I'll look back up the paperwork that I have and see what
it is free for anybody. It's available for both in the iPhone store or in the Android market, and people can download it on their tablet. It's a variety of uses for folks to plan their travels, if they've got vacations coming up, that sort of thing.
And you can zoom in and zoom out, right?
You can. It's just the pinch and zoom like most other apps use. I think it even has a weather thing on there that you can turn on and see if weather's going to be moving through your area.
Yeah, that was what was on there. Fantastic.
One thing folks do need to remember, Mandy, though, is that those layers can be turned on and off. So if you're not seeing road closures or in the winter you're not seeing road conditions, go to the legend and make sure that you've got the features that you want turned on. You can really customize the map for your needs.
And it's pretty user-friendly, right?
I think so, but I kind of am in love with my smartphone. So.
There you go. All right, Marcia, is there anything else that MoDOT has coming up or anything else about the app that you would like to share? Because I know you guys, like you said, you are extremely busy right now.
We are very busy. And folks can, if they're not wanting to upload the app, there's a lot of other ways that you can learn information about what's going on. We have a system where we will email you press releases every time we send information out about road closures. You can sign up to customize it for only the counties you're interested in or only the roads you're interested in. And you can do that on our website, which is MoDOT.org. MoDOT.org. And you'll also find a link to the Traveler Information Map there on that website. Or they can always call us. It's 888-ASK-MODOT. That's 888-275-6636. And they will get a live person answering that phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
And I've used that as well, that number. And everybody's so pleasant. And you can call ahead if you don't have the mobile app. You can call ahead and they can tell you where you're traveling if those roads are closed or not, correct?
Absolutely, we can. In fact, we have folks that call from all over the country, folks that used to live in Missouri, and they still call here, and we'll help them get where they need to go.
Great. You guys are always so helpful. You do a great job.
Well, thanks, Mandy.
You're welcome. Thank you, Marcia. And I tell you what, if there's anything else that we can